marketers of Plume Motor Spirit and Mobil Oil present Mobil Quest 1952. Good evening, everybody. Tonight, we've come to the third semifinal of the 1952 Mobil Quest, brought to you by the Vacuum Oil Company and your local Mobil service station. In each of these semifinals, four young singers are competing. And on Wednesday night, the 3rd of September, the grand final will take place in the Melbourne Town Hall. The Vacuum Oil Company and your local white Mobil service station are proud of the part they're playing to assist the cause of Australian music, and at the same time, are happy to bring you an enjoyable radio program each week. They're proud also of the opportunity they're giving young Australian artists to sing with a symphony orchestra and to compete for the grand first prize of £1,000, a second prize of £350, and other cash awards. In addition, the grand finalists gain further invaluable experience by taking part in a nationwide concert tour. What a wonderful and practical contribution to the furthering of their careers. And now here is the conductor of the Australian Symphony Orchestra and director of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobil Quest, Hector Crawford. The first singer on our program tonight is a soprano from Castle Hill, New South Wales, who won the sixth heat. Ladies and gentlemen, Heather McMillan. Well, Heather, how have you been getting along since we last saw you? Any interesting developments?
Well, John, I think you must have inside information, mm-hmm. because I've just become engaged.
You have? Oh, mm-hmm. Felicitations.
Thank you.
Have you fixed the date for the wedding yet?
Well, yes. It will be either the 12th of next month or as soon as we can find a flat.
Uh-oh. Another flat hunter.
Yes.
Well, good luck to you.
Well, I'm optimistic enough to have the colour schemes worked out already.
Oh, you're something of an interior decorator then, eh?
Oh, yes. I'm very interested in that kind of thing. And, well, after singing, I like it best, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned singing, so I think we'll get on to the music. It's a subject we can't get away for long on Mobil Quest. What are you going to sing tonight, Heather?
One Fine Day.
Good. Heather McMillan of New South Wales sings One Fine Day from Madame Butterfly by Puccini.
Guess what he'll say? He will call. Butterfly from the distance, I, without answering, hold myself quietly concealed.
Fine Day was sung by the soprano from New South Wales, Heather McMillan. Well, now, motorists, it really will be a fine day when you do business with a man who knows the meaning of service. A man who realizes that your car or truck is an investment worthy of the best lubrication and maintenance service that money and experience can offer. Mobil Lubrication Service. Do business with the proprietor of your local white Mobil service station. He's a good man to do business with. Yes, there's better service for every motorist under the signs of the Flying Red Horse and the Mobil Service Shield. So, make your local Mobil service station your motoring headquarters. Next in the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobil Quest, we hear a tenor from Preston Victoria, who won heat number 12. Ladies and gentlemen, Eric Mitchelson. Well, now, Eric, tell us what you've been doing with yourself lately since we saw you last.
I've just arrived back from a very interesting country tour.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing Turidu in Cavalier Rusticana.
Have you? Where was that?
With the Horsham Opera Group.
Good Lord, Horsham, eh? That's a very prosperous place, Horsham. It's, I think, a couple of hundred miles from here, isn't it?
Mm, something like that.
Oh, that's good. Tell me, how did it go?
Very, very well, John. It was a wonderful success.
Mm-hmm.
In every town we visited, the halls were packed to capacity.
Oh, that's grand, isn't it? Well, I think our listeners will agree with me that Horsham is to be congratulated for instituting its own opera company. And now I think we'd better get on to the subject of what your aria is going to be tonight. What is it, Eric?
None Shall Sleep.
Good. Tenor Eric Mitchelson sings None Shall Sleep from Turandot by Puccini.
Sleep tonight. that lies, and what my name is, none shall know, none until on my heart I confess it as soon as
Sleep from Puccini's Turandot was sung then by Eric Mitchelson. And now a mezzo-soprano from East Preston, Victoria, winner of heat number 11. Your applause, ladies and gentlemen, for Loris Sutton. Well, hello there, Loris. You look particularly radiant tonight.
I'm feeling very pleased with myself, John.
Ah, why is that?
I've just persuaded my father to let me learn to drive his car. Oh,
I see. Well, I think I shall have to keep off the roads for the next few weeks. Perhaps I'm being a bit unkind. Oh, by the way, I suppose you'll be filling up at the Plume Pump?
Of course.
Good girl. You're still keen on tennis, Loris. You were last time, I remember.
Oh, even more so. Our club members indulge in at least 5 cutthroat games a weekend.
Do they? And in this chilly weather, that sounds like a good idea. And when do you find time for singing, then, with all this daredevil driving and cutthroat tennis?
Oh, I practice for hours each day, John.
You do? Well, that's a good girl. What's your aria tonight?
My Noble Lords.
Good. Here is Loris Sutton to sing My Noble Lords from The Huguenots by Meyerbeer.
Oh,
By Meyerbeer, sung by the Victorian mezzo-soprano, Loris Sutton. Now, I think all those who've heard me sing will enthusiastically agree that I'm not much of a singer. But it certainly gives me a lot of pleasure to sing the praises of your local white mobile service station. Now, why don't you drive into your local white mobile service station for a taste of what real service and courtesy is like? You'll realize instinctively that it's a good place at which to do business. With its smiling, attentive operators, its range of the finest automotive products, and its skilled, efficient mobile lubrication and maintenance service. All these features add up to service that's equal to the world's best. No doubt about it, your local white mobile service station is a good place at which to do business. And now, finally, the fourth singer in this, the third semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's 1952 Mobile Quest. He's a baritone from Annandale, New South Wales. Neil Easton. Neil Easton is almost as well known in New South Wales for his cricketing as for his singing. In fact, Neil, you played first grade cricket, didn't you?
Yes, John, I did. But I didn't play very much last season. I was too busy building my house.
Oh, yes, I remember you told me. Well, where are you living in the meantime?
With my wife's people.
Uh-huh. How soon will your house be finished?
Well, it's rather hard to say, definitely. We're putting on the roof at the moment. I suppose we'll have it completed in about 6 months' time.
Good. Well, I hope you'll be very happy there. Anyway, what are you going to sing for us tonight?
The prologue to Pagliacci.
Good. Here now is Neil Easton to sing the prologue to Pagliacci by Leon Cavallo.
Allow me, sweetest. As he would defy for you the ancient glory, he sent me to speak before ye. But not to pray as once of old, let the tears of the actor toss and bill, that he sighs and cries, and the pain that is told, he has no heart to feel. No, no. Our author tonight, a chapter will follow from life, with its laughter and sorrow. Is not the effort of man the heart? Like you, so 'tis for men that our author has written, and the story he tells you is true.
Prologue to Pagliacci, sung by the New South Wales baritone Neil Easton. The other singers in this, the third semi-final of the Vacuum Oil Company's Mobile Quest, were Heather McMillan of New South Wales and Eric Mitchelson and Loris Sutton of Victoria. In just a few minutes, you'll hear the decision of our adjudicators as to the winner for tonight. Now, motorists, do yourself a good turn. Let your local mobile service dealer prove to you that he's a good man to do business with. Simply pull into your local white mobile service station under the sign of the Flying Red Horse for Plume, mobile oil, mobile lubrication, and, of course, mobile-friendly service. You'll find that your local white mobile service station is a good place at which to do business. Broadcast of the third semi-final of the 1952 Mobile Quest was compared by John Curtis. The broadcast presentation was by Roland Strong, and the Australian Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Hector Crawford, director of Mobile Quest, which comes to you each week with the compliments of the Vacuum Oil Company and your local mobile service station. Remember, for better motoring, always buy from the Plume pump.